Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries today. Let's come to the Heavenly Father. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, I praise you and worship you and thank you because you are the King of the universe and you know everything. And we're so grateful, Lord, that you're our Lord and our God and our Savior and our healer and our deliverer and our provider. In all things that we do, Lord, we're so grateful that you are the King. Now, Lord, we thank you for this day and for the blessings of life, and may everything we do bring glory and honor to your name. Lord, we just give you praise and glory and honor as we study the Word of God. Now, we're going to do a little talking in the book of Romans today, and so we want you to stop and think with us as we read through the Word of God. Now then, as we go here into the book of Romans, I'm going to talk about some of these wonderful things that Paul has put in the book of Romans. It's an absolute awesome book that the Lord has put here, and it's just absolutely awesome what we can do when we begin to understand the Word of God. Now today I'm going to start out in Romans chapter 1, and I'm going to start reading some scriptures here, and we're going to talk about these scriptures. Now, you know, according to what Paul had to say, there's been some wicked people here on this earth, and since the earliest times, the men that have been on this earth, they've seen everything. They've seen the earth, they've seen the sky, and they've seen all the wonderful things that God has made, and everybody has known of the existence and the great power of God. So, you know, people will absolutely be without excuse when they stand before God at the judgment day. Yes, you know, these people that are here today and people that have been here all throughout history, they knew about God and they knew him all right, but they wouldn't admit it or worship him or even thank him for all that he has absolutely done. And after a while, you know, people begin to think up silly ideas of what God was like and what he wanted them to do. The result was their foolish minds becoming dark and confused. Now, whenever people claim themselves to be wise without God, they absolutely became utter fools instead. And then instead of worshiping this wonderful, magnificent, glorious, ever-living God, they took wood and stone and made idols for themselves, and they carved them to look like mere birds and animals and snakes and puny men. Now, I just can't fathom the fact that a man could take stuff like that, stone and wood, and carve out a god and set it up out there and worship it, and then take the whittlings that he had left over and burn it to cook him some dinner in. I just can't believe that the enemy can deceive a man like that. So the God that we serve, he lets men go ahead into every sort of sins, and many of those sins that men are involved in are sex sins, and he lets them do whatever they wanted to do. Yes, even vile and sinful things, even with each other's bodies. Instead of believing what they knew was the truth about God, they deliberately chose to believe lies. So they prayed to the things God made, but wouldn't obey the blessed God who made these things. Now that is why God let go of them and let them do all these evil things, so that even the women turned against God's natural plan for themselves and indulged in sex sins with each other. Now the men, instead of having normal sex relationship with women, burned with lust for each other, men doing shameful things with other men, and as a result, getting paid within their own souls with the penalty that they so richly deserve. So it was absolutely, you know, men doing these shameful things with other men, and so it was that when they gave God up and would not even acknowledge him, that God gave them up to doing anything their evil minds could think of. Now, these people's lives became full of every kind of wickedness and every kind of sin. Sin of greed and hate, envy, murder, lying, bitterness, and gossip. These people were backbiters. They were haters of God. They were proud, always thinking of new ways of sinning and continually being disobedient to their parents. Now, they tried to misunderstand. They broke their promises and were heartless without pity. They were fully aware of God's death penalty for these crimes, yet they went right ahead and did them anyway and encouraged others to do them too. Now, this is the way we are today. When you take a human being today, that we break the spiritual laws of God and we think we're going to get away with it, but we never do. Now then, when it comes to the physical laws, man will break the physical laws, and he will break them knowing that if he breaks the law out there, if he drives too fast, there is a very good chance he'll get stopped by a police officer. Now then, but people go ahead and do it anyway. You know, that's never made any sense to me. Why, when we go through a construction zone, that people will drive too fast, hoping they're not going to get caught. But many of them do. And in construction zones, they charge double fines. So I don't know why people do those things, but they do. Men have always broken the rules. That's why we have to have an executive department to fulfill or enforce the laws of the land. Because if we didn't have those, men would go do exactly what they wanted to do. So it's such a shame that even the Christians do that. But the Christians should not do that. Well, you may be saying, what terrible people you have been talking about here. But wait a minute. You know, we are just as bad. When you say that these people are wicked and should be punished, you're talking about ourselves. For we go do the same, very same things. And we know that God, in justice, will punish anyone who does such things as these things. Now, do you think that God will judge and condemn others for doing them and overlook you when you do them too? Don't you realize how patient God is being with you, or don't you care? Can't you see that he has been waiting all this time without punishing you to give you time to turn from your sin? His kindness is meant to lead you to repentance. But no, you won't listen. And so you're saving up terrible punishment for yourselves because of your stubbornness in refusing to turn from your sin. For there's going to come a day of wrath when God will be the just judge of all the world. He will give each one whatever his deeds deserve. He will give eternal life to those who patiently do the will of God, seeking for the unseen glory and honor and eternal life that he offers. But he will terribly punish those who fight against the truth of God and walk in evil ways. Now, God's anger will be poured upon you. There will be sorrow and suffering for both the Jews and the Gentiles alike who keep on sinning. But there will be glory and honor and peace from God for all who obey him, whether you be a Jew or a Gentile. For God treats everyone the same. Now then, he will punish sin wherever it is found. I'm telling you, he will punish sin. Now, God absolutely will punish sin wherever it is found. He will punish the heathen when they sin, even though they never had God's written laws, because far down in their hearts, they know right from wrong anyway. Now, God's laws are written within you. You know, your own conscience accuses you, and sometimes it accuses you. And God will punish the Jew for sinning because they have his written law, but they don't obey them. They know what is right, but they don't do it either. After all, salvation is not given to those who know what to do unless they do it. The day will surely come when at God's command, Jesus Christ will judge the secret lives of everyone. Their innermost thoughts and motives, this is all part of God's great plan, which he will proclaim. Now, the Jews think all is well between themselves and God because he gave his laws to the Jew. You brag that you are his special friends. Yes, you know what he wants, the Jews. You know right from wrong and favor the right because you have been taught his laws from earliest youth. And the Jews are so sure of the way to God that you could point it out to a blind man. You think of yourselves as beacon lights, directing men who are lost in darkness to God. You think that you can guide the simple and teach even children the affairs of God, for you really know his laws, which are full of all knowledge and truth. Yes, you teach others. Well, why don't you teach yourselves? You tell others not to steal. Do you steal? You say it is wrong to commit adultery. Do you go out and commit adultery? You say don't pray to idols, and then you make money your God instead, or your car, or your house, or your children, or your wife, or whatever. We put a lot of things before God. We put almost everything before God. He says, you are so proud of knowing God's law, but you dishonor him by breaking his laws. No wonder the scripture says that the world speaks evil of God because of you. Being a Jew is worth something if you obey God's laws. But if you don't, then you are no better off than the heathen. And if the heathen obey God's laws, won't God give them all the rights and honors he planned to give the Jews? In fact, those heathen will be much better off than you Jews who know so much about God and have his promises but don't obey his laws. For you're not real Jews just because you were born of Jewish parents or because you have gone through the Jewish initiation ceremony of circumcision. No, a real Jew is anyone whose heart is right with God. For God is not looking for those who cut their bodies in actual body circumcision, but he is looking for those with changed hearts and minds. Whoever has that kind of change in his life will get his praise from God. Then what's the use in being a Jew? Is there any benefit there? Are there special benefits from them from God? Is there any value in the Jewish circumcision ceremony? Yes, being a Jew has many advantages. First of all, God trusted them with his laws so that they could know and do his will. True, some of them were unfaithful, but just because they broke their promises to God does not mean God will break his promises. Of course not. Though everyone else in the world is a liar, God is not a liar. Do you remember what the book of Psalms says about this? That God's word will always prove true and right no matter who questions them. Absolutely no matter who questions them. Now we're going to take up right here tomorrow in Romans, and we're going to press on here talking about the book of Romans. But we would invite you to give us a call at 940-242-2106. And if you want to go to the web at www.tlsm.org, there you can order free video and audio tapes. We'll be happy to send those to you free and postpaid. Praise the Lord and have a great day.